Well, the debate over raising the age of retirement benefits, Social Security and Medicare, continues. During the fiscal cliff negotiations, both President Obama and House Leader John Boehner proposed raising the Medicare eligibility from 65 to 67, something Democrats are now against. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi recently told CNN's Candy Crowley that raising the age of eligibility by itself doesn't save money.
Raising the age, I am very much against. But in terms of putting it on the table and keeping these things sound and guaranteed, we're all for that.
Well, backers say raising the age of eligibility for the health benefit Medicare would preserve it for the long term. Critics say it'll cost companies more to insure older workers who might otherwise drop their company coverage for Medicare, or worse, force out-of-work seniors onto Medicaid. Well, nevertheless, earlier this year, the conservative organization of top business executives, the Business Roundtable, proposed raising the age of both Social Security and Medicare to 70, something Speaker Boehner backed in 2010.
On Social Security, we're all living a lot longer, and eventually getting the retirement age to 70 is a step that needs to be taken.
Our next guest says it will also benefit workers. They will make more. Eugene Sterley is a fellow at the Urban Institute. He also served in the Treasury of four administrations, joins us from the Monitor Studios in D.C. Gene, make your case. What kind of money are you talking about if people work, say, a year longer or 5 years longer?
If they work 1 year longer, their annual income will go up about 8%. If they work 5 years longer, their annual income will go up by about 40%. So there's quite substantial gains simply by working longer. And that's all sorts of gains. That's partly because they've worked longer and made more money. It's partly because they've started withdrawing from their retirement accounts at a much later age.
Well, and is it also because when you're older, you're really spending less? You already have your refrigerator, your washer, dryer?
Well, there is an argument that in older age, we need less money. You know, if we've already paid off our house, for instance, we're not having to pay for a mortgage. But there's one gigantic difference, and that's healthcare, because healthcare costs just keep going up and skyrocketing everywhere. And so that is actually a threat to people into old age.
Well, and by the way, let's do a little primer here, because a lot of people who aren't facing it maybe haven't even thought about how the system works. So remind us, there are different sets of retirement ages, different times at which you might take your Social Security, which is money that's been taken out of your paycheck for decades, or you might take Medicare benefits, which you could replace your private health care with at a certain age. So what are the ages?
So the easiest way to think of it within Social Security is that the earliest age at which you can draw benefits is 62. And for every year thereafter you delay, you'll get a slightly higher benefit. However, if you make any substantial amount of money, Social Security will cut back on that benefit. That's no longer true at age 66, the so-called normal retirement age. At the normal retirement age, you can actually draw your Social Security and work all that you want. The very substantial portion of the population, I think it's about 40%, draw at 62. And by the time you get to age 66, this normal retirement age, I think the number gets up closer to 70-80%. So most people take their benefits somewhere between age 62 and 66.
So when you're talking about working 5 years longer and increasing your retirement income by as much as 40%, what are you talking about? Are you talking about waiting from 62 to 66 or 7, or waiting beyond that?
It's almost roughly proportional. Every year you wait, your benefits in Social Security will go up by 8%, but remember also your private income is going up. You're working longer. You're making a few more wages. As I said, you're not drawing down your 401k account. So every year one delays actually provides a lot more protection for those often 15, 20, 25 years of retirement that are still to follow.
Does that working longer and delaying taking those benefits equal the benefits you would have gotten?
In Social Security, for most people, yes, it does. And in fact, if for a person who's healthy, delaying retirement is an especially good deal, because you've got a lot more years of benefits coming. And in fact, thought of as an annuity that one might try to purchase, say, with one's 401k account or retirement income, it's actually about the best deal you can get. Medicare is more complicated, and we need to maybe switch gears a little bit to talk about Medicare. In Medicare, you get your benefit at age 65, as long as you're not with an employer that provides health insurance, you get that benefit whether you work or not and whether you delay retirement or not. So when people are talking about the Medicare retirement age, they're mainly talking about when government is going to provide it to you. They're not necessarily talking about when you apply for it. Mm-hmm. At 65, you should apply for it almost no matter what.
So we've explained both benefits. Now let's go back to flip back to Social Security and this idea that if people work longer, delay taking their Social Security, they can receive more Social Security in the long run, but also make more money as they work. And so that's good for the individual, in your view, but also good for the country. Why?
Well, we're in a situation now in Social Security and Medicare, in fact, in the budget as a whole, where, you know, for every $3 the government collects in taxes, it's spending about $4. And so that's the big, broad budget issue. In Social Security and Medicare, they're now have just turned to the point where they're spending more than they're taking in taxes. It's not quite the same ratio that you've got in the rest of the budget, but it's going there. It's going there quickly as the baby boomers retire and as the number of workers decline relative to the number of retirees. So if people work longer, not only does that give them greater protections that we just talked about, but for the government, it mainly means, actually enough, more revenues. So we talked about people, say, working another year and say they make another $25,000. Well, don't forget, out of that $25,000, they might pay, $7,000 or $8,000 in taxes one way or the other.
So you say more revenue for the government coffers. But Eduardo Porter, writing in the New York Times, says maybe not that much revenue. He says that in the Reagan era, the full Social Security benefits age was increased from 65 to 66. And by the way, it's scheduled to start going up to 67 in 2017. But going to 66 only increased the labor force by 1%, didn't benefit much.
Right. Remember when we were talking about reforms to Social Security and Medicare, we're talking mainly about reforms for the very, very long run. So let's say that we gradually increase the age of retirement in Social Security or Medicare, say from 65 to 67, 66 to 68, whatever. Over very long periods of time, it can have very big impacts. But over the short run, adjusting retirement ages tends to have fairly modest effect.
So here are some questions. What about people who really can't work longer? I mean, we're talking now about more people working in offices and not as much hardship. But if this is mandated, isn't that real hardship for some people who can't do their physically grueling jobs longer?
That's certainly the biggest stumbling block to this entire discussion. I should clarify one thing, though, that almost all the proposals that have been made so far about increasing the retirement age, although they're called an increase in retirement age and are discussed as a reduction in benefits, they're actually a reduction in the rate of growth of benefits. Let's take someone today who retires today. Let's say they retire at 65 and they have a average life expectancy, let's round it, to 85. Somebody retiring in another 30 or 40 years who's 65 has a life expectancy not of 85, but 88. Mm-hmm. And so in the first case, we gave them 20 years of benefits. But if we don't adjust the retirement age within those extra decades, we'll be giving them 23 years worth of benefit. As we live longer, should we keep getting more and more years of benefit?
You say push back the start of benefits because people live longer, we'll get more on the other end. But what if they don't? You know, poorer people with unhealthy jobs, for instance, there's talks of means testing the age of eligibility, but you say raise the minimum amount of money paid to poorer workers so they get it later, but they get more. That's economist Gene Sterley of the Urban Institute. We're going to hear more of his thoughts, but what about yours? How do you feel about working longer? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Back with more in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with economist Gene Sterley about his studies on delaying retirement age. Now, this year's census showed a jump in the number of Americans above age 65 still working. In fact, a number of studies show more U.S. workers than ever planning to delay retirement, a third saying they plan to work until they're 80. It's driven by a lot of things, people who don't feel like retiring, but also the weak economy, a drop in the value of retirement investments. And Gene says it will mean more income and benefits in retirement. Now, there are critics, young people saying they resent older people who have decades-long careers, have had their share of work, and are now taking up jobs that the young could move into. But there are also surprising findings that actually older people are needed to fill jobs because of this baby boom bubble moving along. Gene, respond to both these points. Young people thinking they're never going to move up, resenting older workers, but also older people needed for work.
On the first point, when you and I work longer, we make money. You actually take that money and spend it. And when you spend it, you create another job. This is actually a point at which I'm optimistic. Forget about the policy and figure out whether we should increase the retirement age or not. The demand for older workers is going to increase enormously. And a major reason for that is there are fewer younger people around. And in fact, I made this prediction well over a decade ago. And every year since then, Social Security has bumped up and bumped up and bumped up the percent of older people it projects is going to work. And I think that's not just a reflection of, say, the Great Recession or anything else going on in the economy. I think it's basically the demand for older workers is increasing as there are fewer young workers to tap.
You also make the argument that earlier retirement ends up a better deal for the wealthy or the well-off or even the, you know, middle income. And delaying retirement age for everyone would benefit poorer workers the most. How so?
As a proportion of their income, poor workers are even more dependent upon their wages than are richer workers. Richer workers tend to have more assets that they can rely upon. So if they work another year, that doesn't necessarily affect the assets that they've already got lying around. For a poor worker, another year of work actually might, you know, bump up their lifetime income by a much higher proportion than someone who's richer.
They don't have 401ks. They don't have pensions.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the poor worker who can't work?
Exactly.
That doesn't work for that person.
Because the poor worker tends to have the harder job. They work in a mine or they stand all day waitressing. So they tend to have the harder job.
That's right. And there's no doubt that we need to worry about that type of issue. One of the suggestions I've made that would make the system even more progressive and help poorer workers more is I've argued for a substantial increase in something like a minimum benefit. I've also argued for adjusting the Social Security benefits so that we take into account, at least for moderate income workers, the extent to which they might have had years childbearing, because a lot of the low income workers end up to be women, and particularly women who are single heads of households are particularly affected by the current structure in terms of the benefits that they get. We need to worry about disability programs. And for the people who might even die early, we need to think about what tax rates they pay.
Well, there's been a lot of response to your plans as they were outlined in Eduardo Porter's column. Let's just get to some of it. One we sort of mentioned, one person wrote, there are only so many jobs. What are the younger people to do while the old hold the jobs until they die? That's your best plan? But you've already responded to that, saying that people, I think, are surprised to hear that the old may be needed to fill the jobs. Another writes, so if everyone agrees to work until 95, we could solve all our underfunded retirement liabilities. In other words, this idea that it's putting saving the government on the backs of the very old. But others point out that this may be a rose-colored view of hiring, that companies don't want to keep old workers. You might say work longer, but a company might have other ideas because older workers cost them more. What about companies not wanting older workers? They do cost, they have pension plans, they have the higher salaries. Do you think that companies will go along with this thinking?
Well, what's happening is a dramatic turnaround in companies. Now, some of it hasn't always been for the best. Sometimes they say, well, let's forget these pension systems and encourage people to retire early. Let's get rid of them and let's convert our pension system so we don't have that type of incentive around anymore. But the simple fact is that older workers, as I say, are more and more in demand. There's another reason for it, which is not necessarily good for our economy. For the first time in U.S. history, the older workers who are leaving the workforce, that is people, say, in their 60s today, have as high an education level as the young people in the 20s coming into the workforce. And, of course, they've always had more experience.
And that's something. Gene Sterley, I'm just curious, believing what you believe about working longer, do you think that it should be, it's almost like a patriotic duty? You've already said it would be good for people to work longer because they make so much more money in those 5 extended years and save so much more money. But do you think it's almost like a patriotic duty to work longer?
I think we all have a duty to move past this type of world where we feel that whatever government does, at whatever level it's promised, we're entitled to. We're entitled not to pay a state tax if we're rich. We're entitled to some welfare benefit if we're poor. We're entitled to spend close to a third of our lives in retirement, paid for by young people if we're on Social Security and Medicare. We have a system that's out of balance. I think we're all in it together, and we all need to somehow or another share in that cost. The reason I emphasize a lot retirement age as opposed to annual benefit cuts is I want to keep the annual benefits up for old people. I want to provide them very good protection in old age. I want to actually protect the poor more. But we've got a problem. We've got systems that are out of balance. We're all in it together. Yes, I think we have a patriotic duty, all of us, to share in dealing with this problem.
Eugene Sterley of the Urban Institute, who also served in the Treasury Department in four administrations. Have I got that right?
Four? That's correct.
Yep. Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And again, your thoughts. Anita Paul writes at herenow.org. What happens to the money people already paid into the system? But to remind you, as Gene said, his plan is you get it at the end of longer lives. Of course, that's a gamble. So what questions might you have? Go to herenow.org, facebook.com/herenowradio, on Twitter, @herenow, @herenowRobin. Love to hear from you about this important issue. Have you already decided to work longer? Maybe you're one who just can't do that job another day. We'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow in Here and Now, retired Army Colonel Andrew Bacevich on the 10th anniversary of the war in Iraq. And the latest news is next, Here and Now.